Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, it's quite satisfying to sometimes be proven correct, and it seems that I have been, because if you've read today's BBC, then one of the BBC website, one of the headlines is gonorrhea and syphilis infection rates are at record highs. Now, 2 years ago, I published a video on here entitled "An STD Crisis is Coming and It'll Hasten the Conservative Backlash," in which I documented evidence, which the BBC hadn't bothered to bring together, of a growing problem, a growing rise in sexually transmitted diseases in the UK, in sexually transmitted diseases of all kinds. And this has now become such a problem that we are at record highs in terms of gonorrhea and in terms of syphilis, which are, of course, particularly nasty sexually transmitted diseases. In 2022, there were 82,392 cases of gonorrhea, which is up 50% on the previous year. Now, part of that may be to do with COVID and so forth. In 2022, there was a 15% rise in cases of syphilis, from 7,543 cases to 8,692 cases. In 2013, there were 30,000 cases of gonorrhea a year. As of 2022, 80,000 cases of gonorrhea a year. In 2013, 3,000 cases of syphilis a year. In 2022, 8,000 cases of syphilis a year. So we are seeing a very considerable increase. Indeed, syphilis is at the highest rate it has been since 1948. And this, of course, is in the interesting context in which antibiotics is becoming increasingly resistant or rather the diseases are becoming increasingly resistant to antibiotics. So what is going on then? Why are STDs on the rise, and why in particular these two STDs? Well, I'll just to some extent repeat and develop on what I said in the video I did 2 years ago. There are a number of factors, as often happens when you get dramatic changes like this, there are a number of factors that have come together at the same time to produce, as it were, the perfect sexually transmitted storm. The first, obviously, is low IQ. What are we breeding for? We're breeding against IQ, so people are becoming less and less and less intelligent every generation. We are losing at least 1 point per decade, if not 1.5 points per decade, and we know that we have lost the equivalent of 15 points between 1880 and the year 2000, which is the difference between, let's say, a school science teacher and a science professor, or between a policeman and a school science teacher. And we know this is happening for genetic reasons. We know we are breeding for poor impulse control. Low conscientiousness, low impulse control predicts having lots of children. Why? Because such people are in the same way that people that are low IQ are highly impulsive and they're inefficient users of contraception and so forth. People that have low impulse control, again, of course, they are highly impulsive and therefore they get pregnant by accident. We are breeding, the heritability, by the way, of intelligence is 0.8. The heritability of conscientiousness is about 0.8. We are breeding for sociosexuality. Again, why? Well, because a component of sociosexuality is just having lots and lots of promiscuous sex with lots and lots of people. And in the end, you have accidents and therefore you accidentally become pregnant. So we are, for all these reasons, we are selecting for people that are going to be sexually promiscuous, and people that are going to be sexually promiscuous are going to end up having more children, and they will become a larger and larger subset of the population. Other things may be happening. Gen Z may be having less sex overall, but within that population, it can be seen to be polarizing, if you like. It can be seen to be polarizing between people that are increasingly religious. We are breeding for that. People that are increasingly conservative. We are breeding for that. People that are increasingly K-oriented, i.e. they go for nurture over sex, or just people that does a desire children, we are breeding for that. But we are also breeding for the other extreme, which is these R-selected, promiscuous, low intelligence, low impulse control people. Now, there are other factors involved as well, this is a long-term factor, but there are other factors involved as well, which I think are relevant. First of all, for most of our history, we have been evolved as relatively K-oriented people to be placed by society on a roadmap of life whereby we are encouraged to suppress our basic instincts, whereby we are encouraged to be monogamous, whereby we are encouraged not to be promiscuous, whereby all of these things are wrong. That's our evolutionary match to a significant degree. That's what we're used to being told to do by society. And now society is telling us to do the opposite. Society is basically encouraging us, or at least has been for a very long time, to be promiscuous. When I started at university in 1999, there was no greater shame for anybody than to not have had sex yet. Society, well, then how many people have you had sex with? Society simply encourages you to want to have sex with as many people as possible and to be promiscuous. This is another reason. Another reason, I suspect, is just easy cures. If you're one of the reasons, one could argue, for the rise of conservatism in Victorian England, or 19th century England, was that very quickly, due to the level of industrialisation we reached, loads and loads of diseases, including gonorrhea, but also typhus and various other other diseases, and syphilis, became endemic very quickly. And suddenly people were watching people just drop dead in front of them of a disease they'd only shown symptoms of earlier that afternoon. Now, this is going to make you more religious because of high mortality salience. It's therefore going to make you higher in disgust prevalence. It's going to make you essentially more conservative because these are the factors to do with conservatism, group orientation and sanctity versus disgust. So this is what this is going to do. Now, what we have until recently anyway, is easy ways of curing these diseases. You get the disease, you can be cured. So it doesn't matter. You can afford to be promiscuous because you can find a cure for it. And then, of course, we have just the rise of the internet. What does the internet mean? In a way that has heretofore been impossible, you don't have to rub along with people that are different from you. You don't have to tolerate people that are different from you. You can find online very easily through websites of various stripes people that are extremely similar to you, including very similar to you in their promiscuity, and therefore you can very easily have sex with just loads and loads and loads and loads of people, vast numbers of people, via finding easily online subgroups that are composed of people like that. Now, this was very difficult as recently as 10 or 20 years ago. Now, it is extraordinarily easy. And a final component to this may well just be a greater disease burden. As we are surrounded by all these new people, by all these different people, we should be living in just our own little village. But no, we're moving about and we're meeting all these people from all over the place. There's all this greater and greater and greater exposure to disease under the bonnet, as it were. We're fighting off all these new diseases all the time, all the time. We don't even know about it, but we're doing it. We're fighting these things off all the time. And this is going to weaken us. This is going to reduce testosterone levels. This is going to make us basically more susceptible to STDs, more likely to not be able to fight them off, more likely to develop symptoms, more likely to have to go to the doctor, more likely to show up on the records. So you have all of these factors coming together to explain why we have the highest rates of syphilis since 1948. And I suspect it's only going to get worse as the syphilis becomes increasingly resistant to antibiotics. And what that will set off will be a conservative backlash where people who have these kinds of conditions will be increasingly regarded as diseased, as people you should stay away from, because that's how people react. In a context of high pathogen load, people are very, very sceptical of strangers. People want to stay away from strangers. People are very, very sexually conservative. You've got to be careful who you touch and with whom you do what. People become, on that level, very, very, very conservative indeed. And the disgust response goes through the roof, and they become, therefore, conservative in that way, and they become conservative in so much as they want to be with members of their own group rather than members of different groups, which is an aspect of conservatism. Therefore, in-group loyalty goes up. They want structure and order, and so authoritarianism and so forth will tend to go up, and the idea that people are equal, you know, equality, that will go out the window. Of course, if you see people as equal, then you are less likely to stay away from them. If you see people as inferior to you, then you are more likely to stay away from them, and so therefore this will be a selection pressure in favour of conservatism. So I can't emphasise enough, this is precisely what our modelling would predict, and this is in for example our book The Past is a Future Country. Or if you want to read about it as well, if you want to read about the reaction last time when we had all these sexually transmitted diseases, you can read about it in my new book, Breeding the Human Herd. And so this is exactly what we would predict, and it's exactly what would happen. And while I'm here, may I simply plug my new Substack. YouTube, as we know, is awful. So go over to Substack, where you will get the spiciest content, in-person interviews, vlogs, documentaries, and all kinds of amazing stuff that I can't and frankly won't put on YouTube. Okay. Keep it in the pants, chaps. And goodbye.
Hello, hello, hello. The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you can also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!